It is the young ones that have the power, the ability, the creativity to change the problems that we have in our society, because they are so much idealistic, and then they have the energy and the power to pursue those ideas, to do things without fear, to do whatever they want to do. So this potential is all lying in the youth. It's not in the grown-ups. But the problem is that most of them do not recognize the powers that they have, and then some of them also think, or they are waiting for somebody to come and help them, so they sit down without realizing it. So it's our duty to let the youth know the kind of power they carry.
The senior pastor of the Kingdom Mandate Ministry, Reverend Gilbert Ntie, advised the older generation to offer the youth opportunities, but was quick to add that the youth must be patient to realize their full potential.
I would advise the adults to give the young ones training, give them the experience they have. And I believe when they do that at their old age, they will also benefit from the youth. The youth are not patient to learn. Instead of the youth learning from the adults, they want to be like them, and it is now. So it's like the get it now mentality is working. Now that the youth want to learn, if they can be patient to understand it, the older people, I believe that it will help.
Other activities to mark the week-long celebration include evangelism, health walk, cleanup, and Thanksgiving service.